Welcome to St Ninian's Community Church. This is Margaret speaking. We're doing the Lent podcast. And the reading is Luke 18, 15 to 17. The little children and Jesus. People were also bringing babies to Jesus to have him touch them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Luke's pastoral concerns are evident as he records Jesus' conscious pursuit of the fringe of society, including the immoral, the poor, and those who suffer, the unwanted and the rejected. The children were in the way and would take up Jesus's valuable time. Jesus had more important things to do than to be bothered with someone else's kids in the disciples' eyes. Though in the family, children were considered a blessing, a help for your old age, someone to look after you, children were indeed a gift from God. What is a child? What do you see in your head when you hear the word child? I see an adult reaching out to hold a child's hand, to keep them safe, perhaps from crossing a road or some other danger. A child is trusting, fully dependent, honest, innocent, loving. A child is fun. That is what Jesus means when he says, "Unless you do not receive the kingdom of God like a child, you will not enter it." Your child or a child you love brings out a part of you that you never had before. Protective, you would die for that child. You would do anything to keep them safe. To have a love like no other, brought from a deep part of you. Who would have thought that you would ever change a nappy, clean a running nose, get up night after night for a crying baby or a sick child? You are no longer you. This child takes your rights to a good night's sleep, etc. But you don't mind. It's all worth it. That's how God loves you. You are his precious child. Worth your weight in gold, loved beyond compare, there is none like you. Go back to other children, the children born in other countries, street children, 40 million in Latin America, at least 18 million in India. Most are boys aged 10 to 14, and some much younger kids. In some places, the police beat them up to move them on because they are just a pest. They mess up the tourist areas and shoplift and do all sorts of things. Or at other times, if we think of, as in Dickens's books, the poor children, without warm clothes or a hope of a fire with a meal when they go home. Think even of the loving families where sometimes 17 children and one wage. The poverty, perhaps, of our own great-grandparents doing the best they could with what they had to bring their children upright. Charles Wesley was one of these children born in 1707. He was one of 19 children. Sadly, 9 of those never survived. But his mother, to find a quiet place to pray, would put her apron over her head. And that was how she prayed to God. Charles also had a famous brother, John Wesley. But Charles Wesley himself had 8 children. Aristotle once said, "Give me a child to the age of 7, and I will show you the man." I agree with this to a point, but you can have influence if you break the cycle later in childhood or teen years, if bad child rearing has been involved. All is not lost. Think of the children now in refugee camps, living in tents without proper schooling or medical care, perhaps with a parent missing, or they're being cared for by grandparents or the extended family. Think even of children in war zones. Think of the kids in Syria. Think of the kids in the past used as whipping boys, having to take the punishment for rich kids born in privilege. That is where, if there was a rich child, they would take some poor child or slave child, and if the rich child done anything wrong, they would punish or whip the whipping boy in his place rather than the lord or the master having to whip his own child. Or even think of the kids that are sick and in pain. Jesus asks us to bless the orphans and the fatherless. When a baby is born, you never know who they will be, what influence they will have in the world, if any. But God knows, He has a plan. That tiny baby can change the world as we know it. As a parent, we may say we will never do X, Y, or Z, or make the mistakes our parents done. You may be lucky and not make the same mistakes, but I will assure you, if you don't make the mistakes, you will make other ones. You would think after thousands of years, we would get parenting right. Not a chance. We owe the children, all the children of the world, a chance. If we do what we can, it may be being a friendly face, filling a shoebox, giving to the food bank, whatever. As they say, every little helps. Every child matters. Every child deserves to be loved, to be safe and secure, to be fed and have a home and to be warm. The most important thing a child needs is someone to love them. It doesn't matter if it's a grandparent or a carer or an aunt or a neighbour or a teacher. Love covers so much. When Jesus said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me," he meant all the children, rich and poor, loved and unloved. The children of that day, days past, the days now, and the days to come, all the children of the future. I'm now going to say, not sing, but say a children's hymn, a favourite loved one, and it's "Jesus Loves Me." Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. And so Jesus does, and he wants an encounter with all of us. We will now pray. As we come as little children, your children, Help us to depend on you, to love you wholeheartedly. And I will say a child's grace. Thank you, God, for the world so sweet. Thank you for the food we eat. Thank you for the birds that sing. Thank you, God, for everything. Thank you, Lord, for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.